You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Headroom and their debut CD, Radio Cries. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're giving it up for the Arizona-based band Headroom, who've just released their long-awaited debut CD, Radio Cries. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Gavin Washburn of Headroom regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their debut CD, Radio Cries, here is Headroom with Joe's Bread.
Question, but for the sake of truth, I've surrendered my confession. The moment we arrived and you opened up the gates, couldn't close our eyes, we were staring down fate. There was nothing left to do but embrace our sentenced fate and try to guard our hearts from that overwhelming heat. Joe's Bread, two warm gels, water by the can and water by the can. Now you've done your job, sir. The purpose I can't imagine. Their design was meant to hurt us, but who's to blame if I cannot stay on course? Could it be your policy and the way that you enforce? Some of us stay long now. This time is only free. I met an immigrant, deadbeat dad, and a simple petty thief. Each one of us was bonded by our self-inflicted grief and a longing for the downfall of a relapsed chief.
From their debut CD, Radio Cries, that was Headroom with Joe's Bread. Visit the band at their official website, www.headroomlive.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Gavin Washburn of Headroom regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a great CD that the band has out now, and now that all the work that's gone into making it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Absolutely fantastic. It was worth every minute, worth every penny. And it's kind of one of those things, you know, you put it out there and it's doing a lot of the hard work for us now, you know. Kind of like letting the money make you money rather than doing it all yourself now, you know.
Yeah, I can't. That's got to be gratifying, especially in today's economic climate.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of the dark side of the climate, you know, the market or whatever, the economy going around, and we feel it. So we still have our day jobs and things, but you know, if the album can go out there and make money for us, then that's obviously a bonus.
Have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you at all?
Surprised? No, not really. We've got a really good reaction from it, and that was anticipated.
And who all did you work with in terms of putting it together? Did you work with a producer or anything like that? Or
we didn't work with a producer. We worked with a guy in town here in Phoenix. His name's Byron Silson. He's a veteran, you know, engineer here in the Valley, and the name of his company is Villain Recording, and I've always recorded with him with all the projects I've ever been in, and, you know, he's just never stopped, so he just keeps getting better, and I've heard other guys that go to, you know, competition around here in town. I mean, there is some good studios in the Valley here, and, you know, I'll put Byron's work up against anybody's. For sound quality and stuff. Now, for production, you know, musical arrangement and stuff, that kind of fell in our laps. We didn't work with a producer. That's something that we do want to do on the second album, however.
I see. And talk about the genesis of the band. How did it begin?
I got fired from the band I was in before Headroom. My bass player got fired from his band, and we knew each other, you know, mutually through band relationships and whatnot, and, you know, I was just kind of sitting around my house, not really in a hurry to join any projects. I'm more of a kind of start-it-up-myself kind of guy, and I got a phone call out of the blue one day, and it was Derek, my bass player, asking if, you know, if we wanted to jam. You know, he asked me if I wanted to come over and play, and I was like, yeah, I'll come on over. He lived down the street, so we started playing together, just bass and drums. It was a good vibe. You know, had a lot of mutual things in common. So we decided we'd form a band. We discussed what we wanted to do, which was something wide open, no rules. You know, we didn't want to have a whole bunch of songs that sounded alike. We wanted them to all sound different. And so we needed to find a guitar player that kind of felt the same way. We auditioned for 6 months before we found Dan. Dan Buitrone's our guitar player, and it was a challenge to get him in. You know, he actually declined when we asked him to join. He declined, and I ran into him at a house party and kind of told him, you know, you better get in the studio with this bro or it's a fist fight. Not really, but, you know, we twisted his arm a little bit, and he joined the band, and then basically I had this guy that I knew, Travis Bolt, our singer. I knew who he was. I'd heard him sing. I knew he'd never been in a band before, but that's who I wanted. So I asked my friend that was our mutual friend to have him come in and audition. He came in and sang a couple songs a cappella for the three of us, and we all just were pretty much like, yeah, that's what we want right there. And from that point, that was the fall of 2005, that the band was actually formed as the whole, the four of us. And it's been the same membership ever since. I know that was a long time ago, and this Radio Cries album that we just released is our first full-length album, professionally produced. Anything else we did before that was just stuff we did ourselves, you know, demo CDs here, that kind of thing. So it took us a long time to get to this point. Why? I mean, there's a list of reasons as long as my arm, but I don't need to go into all that, I don't think, unless you really want to know.
Yeah, no, not really, but tell me what inspired the band's name. Is it a nod to Max Headroom, or was it just...
No, not at all, actually. The bass player came in, when we were shooting around names and stuff, we were tossing them around. He came into the studio one night, and, you know, he threw the name out, and the way the name felt, was appropriate. It felt good. But I also knew the definition, you know, the technical definition. There's a few of them. If you, like, Google it, you know, you can see that it's, you know, it could be the headroom above your head in your car. It could be, you know, in engineering or in sound. You know, you can push your levels up so far. And it's the amount that you have left over. Technically speaking, I'm kind of losing it here because I'm not an engineer, but you can, it's how much room you have to push your levels before you clip or distort. So, you know, headroom being kind of a limitless sort of essence to us is kind of how we took it, that we have an unlimited amount of headroom. You know, you'll see guys like Mackie and Allen and Heath, you know, these companies that produce, you know, sound gear, they'll always use headroom, you know, how much headroom you got and stuff like that. And so we just kind of adopted that ideology of having all this headroom, having lots of leeway, lots of, you know, limitless potential is kind of where we're coming from with that. I'll be honest with you, I wish at this point we had chosen a different name, but, you know, for marketing reasons and stuff, but, you know, it sticks and we're sticking with it, and until somebody really comes down on us and makes us change the name, we're gonna stick with the name, so.
Well, personally, I love the name, but and talk about the other members of the band. I mean, you touched on them briefly, but tell me what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
Oh yeah, Travis, the singer, he's the real ethereal kind of head in the clouds kind of guy. You know, he does everything real effortlessly. Everything rolls off his back. Nothing seems to phase him. Even if it does, you know, you'll never know. So he's the kind of guy that's perfect for kind of keeping everything calm, you know. If things were getting out of hand or people were getting frustrated, he could just say a couple words, a couple one-liners, and make everybody laugh. Obviously, his talents singing are unique and that's what we love about him most for the band's sake, anyhow. And, Dan on guitar, he's kind of the goofball, you know. He's always laughing and cracking jokes and being stupid and silly and keeping it lighthearted. And, you know, he's really straightforward. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're out of line, he's going to tell you. You know, he's going to tell you that sucks or that's awesome. It doesn't matter. So you're gonna always get a straight shot from him. Same with Derek, my bass player. He's really Derek's really technically savvy. You know, he knows a lot about gear. He knows a lot about electronics. So a lot of stuff that breaks, we fix ourselves. We don't have to go buy new equipment. Saves us a lot of money. As far as integrating components one with another, he and I work together on that. I'm pretty good with computers, and he's real good with gear. So we've been able to kind of incorporate things together, poor man style, and pull things off that I think a lot of other bands out there aren't really capable of doing because they don't have, you know, a member in the band that's got an electronics background like Derek does. As for me, I'm kind of the jack of all trades guy, you know. I do the PR, I do the marketing, I'm kind of the social butterfly, I guess you could say, and I'm real good with you know, graphic design and just making things, the image kind of for the band, you know. I'm good with, you know, networking with people that I think we need to network with to get us where we want to go because we can't do everything ourselves. So the business side of it, I handle pretty much the majority of that. And then, you know, everybody in the band obviously is willing to do whatever it takes at my request. If, you know, say, for instance, Doug, you know, want me to do something, I'll get it done, you know, and if I need their help, they're happy to do it. As a whole, you know, we're all really different personality-wise, but we just, you know, it's kind of on the opposite track sort of thing. We all really get along, and I think we've only had one fight the whole time, and that was because we were doing this sort of cover project that kind of went sideways on us, and other than that, you know, we've been getting along like peas in a pod. We're just, like, so happy to be together. And, you know, we rehearse 3 days a week, and we see each other all the time, and it's just gravy, you know. We get along great. no internal problems whatsoever.
Visit the band at their official website, www.headroomlive.com. From their CD Radio Cries, here is Headroom once again with Welcome to Turtle Woods. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
Yeah. got it in my soul, soul.
Rockwire.com is pleased to present the September Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their CD, Scars and Bars. Based in surroundings as unassuming as the Rosebud Sioux Indian Reservation, Nake Nulawaun is set to turn the music industry on its ear with pulsating tracks such as Heavy, Always on My Mind, and Heart is on Fire.
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts born on the bass, hot when I rock, hate, see the scorn on their face.
Scars and Bars from Nake Nulawaun, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at Facebook.com and keep your eyes open for their new CD, The Definition, at Amazon.com.
Resuscitate, if I left I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate, estimate I'm great, well let's...
With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwire.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Headroom, who've just released their eagerly awaited debut CD, Radio Cries. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Gavin Washburn of Headroom regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And with this amiable group of people, how does songwriting get done?
You know, typically, my guitar player comes up with a riff or a hook or a jingle or some kind of linear melody, and he'll start tinkering around on it, and I'll just kind of start messing around with drums to it, even if it's just something he's just tuning his guitar, you know, and before you know it, he and I'll hash out, you know, 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes of a song, and then, you know, Derek will, because generally, Dan and I get into the studio before everybody else, so we're messing around and stuff, and that's probably why that happens. I'm sure if it was, you know, any of the other members of the band getting there first, it would be them doing the songwriting, the majority of it anyhow. And so, you know, typically Dan and I, you know, we write all the arrangements, and it's usually off of his guitar playing. I fill in the gaps with the drums, Derek comes in and lays down his bass lines, and then Travis writes vocals to it. Lately, we've been writing music to vocals, and we've been writing together a little bit more, but the, previously, up until about a year ago, it was pretty much Dan had a song in his head, and I wrote drums to it, then Derek wrote bass, and then we wrote vocals. Travis writes all the vocals, all the lyrics, and, that's how that goes for songwriting.
And with that being said, what songs off the album resonate for you the most personally and why?
Like a Thief, I think it's track 10 on the album. That one resonates with me the most. I think, I don't know, something about the first time Travis sang it. Because obviously we had the music written, he comes in and he's like, hey, I got the lyrics for this, and then we finally have a name for it. We always have these working titles, and then the names always change when he writes the vocals, but he came in and sang it, and I noticed, like, immediately my playing changed dramatically. Typically, my playing will change a little bit based on how he's singing, so I can kind of accent and accommodate for his vocal melody, but this one was really dramatic. I changed a lot of things. And it was effortless. It just happened immediately, and it stuck. And it took me through a series of physical movement that just gave me goosebumps all over. You know, it was something about the physical movement that happened that really, really just gave me an electrified feeling. And it always has. I imagine it always will. It just really does something to my body physically. The movement of it just drives me crazy. I love it. So that one really, really hits home with me. There's ones like Joe's Bread and Radio Cries and Rocky Mountain that I really, really like. Radio Cries really resonates with me because I wrote it in my sleep. Woke up from a dream, ran downstairs, wrote all the drum music down so I wouldn't forget it, and called my guitar player, told him to meet me at the studio as soon as he could, explained to him what I was hearing, and we basically wrote the song off of what I heard in my sleep. And that's the only time that's ever happened. I wish that would happen more. But, yeah, you know, definitely Like a Thief and then probably Radio Cries. And there's a song, Unresolved, it's track 3 on there. It does resonate a lot, too, just because it's such a beautiful vocal melody, and it's kind of sad, and it's got a lot of, a lot of passion in it, and it's really just, it's just an emotional song. It's another one that really, really kind of pulls on your heart. So, for me, those are the ones.
And how are live shows going for the band at the moment?
They keep getting better. More people showing up, more energy. We're getting more excited about each show. They get bigger and better every time. They're just absolutely fabulous. We just did our CD release last Friday. I don't know how many people were there. I didn't get a door count from anybody, but based off previous shows there, I would say there's probably 350 people.
And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard this new album?
To come away with, maybe a sense of, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Optimism that there is still lots and lots to behold in life that's beautiful, that's pleasant, that's to be celebrated. We've talked about it a lot of times among the four of us, that there's a lot of music out there that's really popular among, you know, the younger crowd, you know, the 18 to 35 crowd being young, I guess. It's real angry, a lot of angst, a lot of envy and jealousy, a lot of a dark side of the emotion, and we're more on the lighter side of things, and we want to exploit that. You know, we want people to know that you can still dance, you can still rock out, but have a positive message. You know, we're not branding ourselves as a Christian band by any means, but we're kind of over the whole, you know, negative thing. I grew up listening to 80s music, and it was always really happy and poppy and exciting and fun. And then, you know, in high school, you know, I lived up in the Northwest, up in Portland, Oregon, and the grunge music came out, and it was, of course, I got sucked into that as a child, but it was just very, very depressing music, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that has spilled over into latter-day rock and roll, and we're tired of it, personally. You know, I stopped listening to the radio about 5 years ago because everything on there is just... I'd rather listen to the country station. we just like people to know that there's going to be more of this coming, you know, more of this positive message coming out in music, and there's more to look forward to. You know, you can, like, trust that, you know, there's going to be some feel-good music and not so much of this drowning in your sorrows kind of stuff.
Visit the band at their official website, www.headroomlive.com. Here is Headroom with the title track of their debut CD, Radio Cries.
Lately I hear energy quite unlike before.
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Gavin Washburn of Headroom and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. But let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.